Well, Oisin, what a finish. 77 minutes gone and Neil Burns got a ball 40 metres out, decided to drop a goal. 18-17, Derry took the lead. And I can assure you the last 7 or 8 minutes, the referee played about 5 minutes of injury time as well. It was like the Alamo. It really was fantastic. I mean, Dungannon threw everything at the could at Derry, and Derry managed to hold up, and it was fitting it at the very end. Young Joe Dunleavy, only 18 years of age, he put in a tackle. Not only that, but he held the man up over the line. The referee blew the whistle, and I can tell you the Derry supporters were absolutely delighted. That's the third one now on the road. And what a fantastic game of rugby it was. In the first half, it was Dungannon who took the lead, Jake Finlay kicking a penalty after 3 minutes. But Derry replied in the 22nd minute whenever they moved the ball right, and David Graham, the centre, used his pace and power to get over in the corner. That was 5 points to 3. That's as it stayed up to about the 43rd minute. There was quite a bit of extra time, injury time in the first half, and eventually, as what happens a lot of times coming up to half-time, Dungannon put on the pressure, and they eventually were rewarded when their replacement prop, Rodney Bennett, got over in the corner. So the Stephenson Park team, they turned around 8 points to 5 to the good. They extended that then after 4 minutes in the second half when Finlay kicked the penalty after a Derry offside. But then Neil Burns reduced the lead to Derry to 11 points to 8 with a penalty. Finlay again, another penalty to make it 14 points to 8. And then on the 70th minute, in the last 10 minutes plus injury time, as I said, so much happened in that particular time. Firstly, Derry had a very good phase outside the 23. They went through the phases, and eventually Burns timed his pass beautifully to Graham, who went straight through under the post. Burns converting 15-14, so Derry back in the lead. And then in 73 minutes, straight from the kickoff, Derry failed to gather the ball from the dropout, and eventually they went offside, and Finlay punished them for Dungannon to take the lead then back 17-15. 75 minutes, Dungannon offside out on the left-hand side. Burns had a beautiful ball, but it hit the left post and bounced out, and all the Derry supporters thought, is this going to be it? But then 2 minutes later, he positioned himself about 40 metres out in front of the post, took it on, and a superb drop goal bisected the post, and that made Derry in the lead 18-17. More to come in the 84th minute whenever Derry, there was a scrum, and the referee penalised Derry for screwing the scrum round. I thought a very, very bad decision, but then that's just my opinion. As far as I was concerned, the scrum went to the left, which meant Dungannon must have taken it that way. Didn't matter. Finlay, virtually on opposite the left-hand upright, he ran up, he hit it, but he put it wide to the post, and I think justice was done on that particular occasion. Then Dungannon had about 6, 7, 8 phases, right and left, and right and left. Derry defence held out, and eventually they held him up over the line, and that was the end of it. Referee blew the whistle. Tremendous result, and a tremendous game of rugby, actually. Very, very exciting. And certainly from Derry's point of view, might only have been a 1-point victory, but those 4 points today will be very, very handy. And that's now Dungannon on the 31st of January, and then they beat Barnhall last week, and now today. They'll have a 2 weeks rest before Old Crescent come to Judges Road. I think it's the 11th of February. But nevertheless, a lot of Derry supporters travelled up here today, and certainly I think the journey back home over the Glenshane Pass will be a lot better than it was with about 3 or 4 minutes to go. So really, a tremendous game at rugby, Oisin. A hard-earned victory as far as Derry's concerned. They got what they deserve again today, and certainly that last 3 or 4 minutes, tackle-wise, I'm sure all the players must be out on their feet, but they'll be very delighted for it. So great game of rugby here at Stephenson Park in All-Ireland League Division 2B. Final score, Dungannon 17, City of Derry 18.